Psalm 119, verse 17 and 18 says, "Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law." Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. We are going to welcome our brother Jealous, who will be sharing God's word with us this morning. And our prayer is that the Lord may open our eyes so that we may see wonderful things in the teaching that we are about to receive. He's going to pray and proceed in the proclamation of the word.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning because you have accepted us into your holy presence to hear your word. And we want you to open our eyes, open our ears, and talk to our hearts, even as you talk to us, so that we may keep your word with us. Your word, which is the light, and that shows us the way to go. We pray that you may talk to us, Spirit of the living God, so that as we come out from this place, as we go out, we may go and be witnesses of your word and honor you in everything we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will ask you to stand up as we read the word of God. Kindly stand up. The word of God that will be coming from the book of John chapter 20. We will read down verse 1. Then we will jump to 11 through 18. John chapter 20, we'll read verse 1. Then we jump to 11 through 18. The Bible says, "On Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance." 11. Mary Magdalene stood crying outside the tomb. She was still weeping when she stopped down and saw two angels inside. They were dressed in white and were sitting where Jesus' body had been. One was at the head and the other was at the foot. The angels asked Mary, "Why are you crying?" She answered, "They have taken away my Lord's body. I don't know where they have put him." As soon as Mary said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know who he was. Jesus asked her, "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener and said, "Sir, if you have taken his body away, please tell me so I can go and get him." Then Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," the Aramaic word Rabboni means teacher. 17, Jesus told her, "Don't hold on to me. I have not yet gone to the Father, but tell my disciples that I am going to the one who is my Father and my God, as well as your Father and your God." 18, and last, Mary Magdalene then went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. She also told them what he said to her. That is the word of God. Amen. We can remain seated. Praise the name of Jesus. We are still having this morning, as a church, we are reflecting on a general subject, which is the implications of the risen Christ's apparition in the believer's life. The theme wants us to know, what are the implications of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the life of believers? But particularly this morning, our topic is, the more stormy is life, the closest is the help of the risen Christ. The more stormy is life, The closest is the help of the risen Christ. Praise the Lord. The reading we have just heard is all about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we all know, it speaks out about how Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early in the morning. And the purpose for Mary was to go and see if the body of Jesus Christ is still in the tomb and have it serviced. It shows how Jesus himself appears to Mary Magdalene in the tomb. Just at the tomb, as Mary Magdalene went in the morning, Jesus appears to her. And that was all about his resurrection. And Jesus gave her a mission. The same text includes the first moments in which the followers of Jesus Christ are witnessing his resurrection after he has been put in the tomb and the third day he rose from the dead. This scripture we have just read, it highlights the victory of Jesus over death. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus died, and he said it earlier to his disciples and all his followers that he will die, but the third day he will rise from the dead. And of course, the society he was living in, not everyone believed what he was saying. Because all what they knew was that after death, that's all about the human being body, and that's all about life. But Jesus came out to break this myth, showing them that after death, there is still life, and this is coming through resurrection. Praise the Lord. We'll talk about three key points this morning. And these three key points about the resurrection of Christ, we are thinking about in the different storms of life we go through. How does the resurrection of Christ come in and bring us help? Praise the Lord. Remember the topic being the more stormy life is, the closest is the resurrection. The closest is the help of the risen Christ. We are talking about three things, particularly about this topic. These three things, as we were going through the Word of God, is what the Lord revealed to us, that there are three key points that comes together with Jesus rising from the dead. The first point, the first thing, the first takeaway is that the resurrection of Christ brings light and fearlessness into our storms. Praise the Lord. As Jesus rises from the dead, in our life, it brings us light and fearlessness in our lives. On verse 1, it is said, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early in the morning, and this was still dark. And she went to the tomb and saw that the stone has been rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. So this shows how solitary was Mary Magdalene early in the morning when it was still dark. She went to see Jesus. She went to look for the body of Jesus, who she called her teacher and friend. But the Bible says, as she came to the tomb, she met the stone already rolled away. And when she met the stone rolled away from the entrance of the tomb, she thought the body of Jesus Christ has been stolen away. Some people maybe came, they took the body of Jesus, and they went with it to an unknown destination. So when Mary finds that the stone has been rolled away, she immediately jumped to the conclusions and said, the body of Jesus Christ has been stolen. So her perception of what happened is that someone came and took the body away to an unknown destination. And when you read on verse 11, the Bible says that Mary Magdalene stood up crying outside the tomb. She didn't get in the tomb, but she jumped immediately to the conclusions that as the stone is rolled away, the body of Jesus has been stolen and has been brought to an unknown destination. And this for her, it was something embarrassing because she never thought the Jesus she knew can have his body stolen. And this, brothers and sisters in Christ, it just shows us that through different situations of life that we go through, different storms that we go through in life, sometimes it happens to us that we immediately jump to the conclusions, and yet the answer from our Lord has not yet come to us. Praise the Lord. Because you can't imagine who told Mary Magdalene that the body has been stolen. There is no one. But she just saw the stone rolled away and she thought the body has been taken away. But in different situations, in different storms of life that we go through, this is coming to us and say, let us have hope and believe that the resurrection of Christ brings light and fearlessness into our storms. Praise the Lord. So Jesus just asked Mary Magdalene, why are you crying? And Jesus said, don't cry and don't jump to the conclusions because you don't know what has just happened. But Mary answered, when Jesus asked her why she is crying, she answered, they have taken the body of my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put it. If you know where the body has been brought, please would you show me the place so that I can go and take the body of my Lord. But angels who were in the tomb, the Bible says there were two, dressed in white, they said to Mary Magdalene, don't be afraid. The Lord you are looking for is risen. He is risen, he is not among the dead. But as they talked to Mary Magdalene, she kept insisting and asking them to show them where the body of Jesus has been brought. So I think the angels might have been also embarrassed by the attitude of Mary Magdalene, asking and seeing how the reactions are. She was not there at night. She just came in the morning without knowing what has happened, but she's going to the conclusion that the body of Jesus has been stolen. For the angel to say to her, do not be afraid. And this comes to show us that when we are facing different storms, maybe individually or collectively as a nation, let us not jump to the conclusions because we don't even know what answer the Lord is providing to our requests. Praise the Lord. So the resurrection of Christ brings light and fearlessness into our darknesses. Number two, when Christ rose from the dead, his resurrection brings into our life an assured proximity of the risen Jesus in our storms. Praise the Lord. The resurrection of Christ ensures us of his close proximity with us. As you read on verse 14, it says, as soon as Mary said this, she turned around and saw that Jesus was standing just beside her. But unfortunately, she did not know that it was Jesus. And verse 15 says, then Jesus asked her, why are you crying? And who are you looking for? She thought he was the gardener and said, "Sir, if you have taken his body away, please tell me so I can go and get him." Praise the Lord. It shows how Jesus Christ is close to us in our storms. Mary Magdalene was embarrassed at the tomb. She didn't know what direction she will take from the tomb and what message she's going to give to the disciples and the followers of Jesus, because she has met the body already moved out of the tomb. So sometimes when we are facing situations in a moment of storms, we look for God. Sometimes we even go to the mountains to pray for some. And we think that maybe we'll find the answer from God on the mountain. And we forget that we can be even in the valley, but on the mountain, and the Lord can still answer us. Praise the Lord. Sometimes other people go to pilgrimages. They go to visit some special places and maybe thinking that it's where they will meet the presence of the Lord. But let us remember that the Lord is Emmanuel, and this Emmanuel means God with us. Even in our situation of storms, Emmanuel will never leave us alone. Praise the Lord. He is always with us. Just like Mary, looking for the body of Jesus in the tomb, and the Lord was beside her out of the tomb. One thing we may know is that the absence of Jesus in the tomb is the presence of victory in our lives. Praise the Lord. His absence out of the tomb is the presence of hope, is the presence of our prayers answered, is the presence of everything we can ever need from our Lord. So the reason Christ is always by our side. But when we are in situations of storms, sometimes we happen to forget that the Lord is Emmanuel, that he is always with us. The same story is recorded in Luke chapter 24, verse 13 to 33, where Jesus appears to two of his disciples after he rose from the dead on the way to Damascus. On their way, they went discussing, and Jesus came to meet them all along. But they never recognized that it was Jesus. They went talking, and Jesus asked them, "What are you talking about? There is Cleopas who came up with an answer and saying, 'Are you the only one who doesn't know what is happening in Jerusalem these days?'" But she didn't know she's talking to the Jesus they are talking about. And Jesus asks, "What is happening? What happened in Jerusalem?" And they began telling the story. There was a certain man called Jesus. He used to be our Lord and our Master. He was crucified. And all of us have gone in different directions because we believed in him and we thought he was all we needed. And they, Cleopas, didn't know that it was the Jesus they were talking about that he is talking to. Praise the Lord. So we need divine wisdom and discernment from the Lord when we are in moments of storm, so that we can recognize the presence of the risen Christ with us. Praise the Lord. Because we are with Jesus in our storms. But if we are not able to recognize his presence, we can look for the answers all the way through, forgetting that we are walking with Jesus, the risen Jesus with us. So the resurrection of Christ comes out to remind us that the proximity of our Lord is always with us. And he is Emmanuel, We have no reason to go and look for him in the tomb, because in fact the tomb is empty, and now he's walking with us as the risen king, bringing victory to us. Praise the Lord. The third takeaway is that the risen Christ is an eye opener for us in our storms. The risen Christ is an eye opener for us in our storms. He comes through his resurrection to open our eyes so that we may see that he is the Emmanuel, God with us. This is what the Bible says on verse 16, that then Jesus said to Mary, and Mary turned and saw that it was Jesus. So Mary exclaimed, said Rabboni, which means master. In other versions of the Bible, it says teacher. So when the Lord, the risen Christ, comes to us, when he appears to us, he comes to open our eyes and give us a different perspective of seeing different situations, different stormy situations we are going through. The risen Christ is an eye opener. I remember when I was still a child, there is this game we used to play. And the game was about taking a scarf and put it around the face so that you are not able to know what is all around you. Maybe some people here played that game. We used to call it in local languages, kibuibui. So they put something like a scarf around your face and they will be asking you, kibuibui, madam, you are walking, but you don't know where you are going and you don't know what is ahead of you. So sometimes I happen to think that in our different situations of storms, we play such a games, be it grown-up Christian or young Christians, because we are like, our eyes are still blinded when we are facing different challenges of life and we are not able to see the proximity of Jesus with us. Maybe in those difficult times, you are not able to take a sound decision. Maybe in your times of confusion, when you don't know how and what to decide and when you don't know which direction to take, when you are struggling about maybe how to get a serious relationship in life or find out some opportunities, when you don't know which career to develop, or you already have a career but you want to bring it to full success. When you are struggling, you are wrestling, you are fighting, and you are looking maybe for a sustainable and a cost-effective business to undertake, you need also to have this Rabboni, this master, this teacher on your side to open your eyes so that you can take sound decisions. Maybe as a nation, we need also to have this presence of the Lord opening our eyes to see the situation we are going through, struggling for peace in North Kivu, in DRC, and in other parts of the world. We need to have this risen Christ being our eye opener in our storms so that we can know that no matter what storms we are going through, the Lord is walking on our side. Praise the Lord. So Christ for us, his resurrection is an eye opener. It opens our eyes to see clearly the things we see dark. We can see the light of Jesus coming because he is risen and he is with us as an eye opener. Let this risen King be your eye opener. In the moment where life can take you into situations of storms, you can always rely on him. Like Mary Magdalene, who acknowledged him as a master, as a teacher. It is he, this risen King, who will teach you which direction to take, who will teach you which way you can go through so that your situation may be sorted out. He will open your eyes so that clearly you can see which way you are taking. Praise the Lord. And as he is risen, because of him, we are able, we can face tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Because he is risen, we can face tomorrow and say, life is worth living because he is risen. I don't know what you might be going through individually. I will ask you to stand up so that this risen King, as we pray, may be able to hear your prayer. And we can say, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. In our situation of storms, the Lord with us. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth a living just because, oh, because he left me, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because he lives, because he knows, he holds the future. Life is worth a living time. Father God, we thank you for your word, and we thank you because you live, we can face tomorrow. We thank you, Lord, because you have risen from the dead, that life is worth a living. And we thank you because in our different situations, where we are facing stormy situations, be it individually or collectively, Lord, we know that because you have risen from the dead, we can face tomorrow. And we are appreciating you, Lord, and clapping for you as a Master and Savior in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. May God bless you. Let us be seated.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much, Brother Jealous, for such a powerful word. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We can even face the challenges of today. Amen.